Well, Scott Young, I always like to call you my favorite astronomer, but you're the only one I know.
Oh, sorry about that.
But no, you know your stuff. Always love talking to you over at the Manitoba Museum. And you know, the last time we talked, there was a little something going on called a solar eclipse.
That's right. It was quite a busy time. We had thousands of people out at the zoo trying to see it.
Yeah.
And it was a big thing.
And music kind of played a little part in that, too. Did you hear about Pink Floyd's Eclipse? How much it jumped on the streaming platforms?
Oh, I bet. It would have been huge.
1,400%.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, between that and Total Eclipse of the Heart was another one.
You're
I was
right.
Hearing a lot that week.
Ooh, and speaking of Floyd, though, the Dark Side of the Moon Planetarium Experience is coming up. And it's even more special this year because it's the 50th anniversary. But Scott, for people who don't know about the Planetarium Experience with Pink Floyd, explain.
Well, Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, it was first released to the public at a live playing of the album in a planetarium in London. So it literally was born in a planetarium. And the planetarium just had sort of stars and spacey kind of images going on. And because the music is just so spacey and it's got a story to it,
yeah.
Except there's no visuals because it was a record. So the planetarium basically put some visuals to it. That's always been a part of the Pink Floyd kind of vibe.
Yes.
And then they started doing laser shows in the 70s and 80s.
Oh.
Now, of course, we're full on 3D video and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you've got amazing visuals that was actually put together by one of the designers that designed the Pink Floyd album covers, you know,
oh.
The big prism with the light coming
yeah,
through
right.
on the, yeah.
Very famous.
The person who did that basically put the visuals together. So this isn't just some random guy, you know, putting stuff together. They know the story. They know the band.
Mm-hmm.
They know the whole thing.
Can't forget about the sound in the planetarium.
Oh, yes.
So you're seeing the visuals, but the sound too.
Yeah. You know, the planetarium is a very unique acoustic environment. You're under this big metal dome, which
yeah.
is usually a challenging kind of sound environment, but you know, our sound system is basically dialed in. So no matter where you sit, you can feel the music, basically.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the winter, we can shake the snow off the top of the dome if I crank those speakers up. So, but also just the clarity of the sound. People
yeah.
will sometimes say, oh, it's not loud enough. You could have turned it up. Well, it's actually because the sound is so clean. People don't think it's loud because they're not hearing the distortion that a lot of other sound systems would provide.
Really?
So it really is. It's like an album listening party with eye candy, and just a great time. We go through the album right from the start all the way through.
I mean, an album that can stay something like 990 weeks on the charts, it's got to be good. It resonates with people. To see it in the planetarium, very, very special. And it always sells out, so we've got it back.
Every second Thursday and Saturday, we can only run it certain times, essentially. So we've got, I think, six or seven shows scheduled in right now, starting on the 30th of May all the
okay.
way through June.
And it is one of those things where everybody can kind of enjoy it.
We've got people coming in from young kids all the way up to people who, you know, probably bought the record on the day that it came out. It's just a really cool experience. It's a lot of fun. And it's a great album to just sit back and listen to.
Awesome. You know what we're going to do, Scott? We're going to give away some tickets, too.
Excellent.
All right. I'll take caller number 10 right now, 204-474-1005. Pair of tickets for Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon at the Planetarium. And to get more details on that, just go to themanitobamuseum.ca.